General Manager Masai Ujiri joins us on the telephone. Hey, man, how are you?
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a stressful couple of months for you, huh?
You know what? I don't know about stressful. More learning, I think. You know, you learn more about your team. You learn more about the game. So, you know, I don't stress, but it's more difficult for me when we're winning than when you're not doing so well. Because when you're not doing so well, you become a problem solver, right? And that's our job. And when you're doing well, you're just waiting and praying that it doesn't fall off the wheels, you know. But when it comes, you know, when the storm comes, that's our jobs. We have to figure it out.
Speaking of storm, Masai, what's the latest on Kyle's back?
You know, he's done well. He practiced yesterday, you know, and he's practiced worked out the last couple of days. So we're hoping, you know, he's hanging in there. He's hanging in there tough, and I think we'll see how the next few days goes, and it's gonna be totally on how Kyle feels, you know, and how his back feels, but. Yesterday was a positive sign.
Is there any motivation to get him in before the playoffs start, or maybe it's just best to take your chances and just let him rest and be completely healthy for game one?
I think this is, it's completely, you know, when we have these injuries or, you know, like sicknesses or whatever it is, it's completely how the person feels, right? You know, so I think we have to go on that. On Kyle's judgment, and our medical staff, they're the experts. So I can't put, you know, like a game or a time frame on it now, and we just go with the experts and go with how Kyle himself as an individual feels.
Masai Ujiri, general manager of the Toronto Raptors, joins us, playoff-bound Toronto Raptors. Which team, you said it best about a month and a half ago, that you think that the team that we'll see in the playoffs is the 24-7 version of the Toronto Raptors, not the March version. Which team do you think we'll see, and what are your expectations as you head into the playoffs?
You know, I'm still learning about our team again. I say, and yes, I really do feel, and I hope I'm not wrong, that we see that team we started with, and then team that, you know, like has played. We've lost a couple of tough ones. You know, like the New Jersey game was a tough game. Obviously, the Boston game, you win some of those and you lose some of those in the NBA. We understand that, but. Those are two breaks that I think could have gone our way, and maybe we played well enough. So it's trending in the right direction. We have to tighten up our defense. I think defensively is we're going to score. I think we're a top three team in the NBA on offense, and then defense we fell back a little bit. But I think as we begin to play. A little bit better defensively. We want to feel like we have the making of at least we have some inside presence where Jonas is has become a better post player. We feel that comes with time. I think DeMar is stepping up. We know what Kyle can do. We have shooters, a couple shooters and a couple guys that come off the bench. That can score. So if we tighten up the defense, I think, you know, we'll see how that how the first round matchup helps whichever team we play. We have to come to play. Eventually, you're going to play good teams. If you want to be a good team, you have to beat good teams. So I don't think it matters what matchup it is. I've gone through this in the past where you say, okay, you hope you play this guy or this guy, and I've got my ass kicked a couple times. So we just wait and play whoever, because in the game, in sports, you know, you to win big, you have to beat good teams.
Yeah, you got to beat everybody. It doesn't matter who you get when. And it's funny, you know, we as people that follow sports, love sports, have a team that's going to the playoffs. We're excited and proud of it. You know, you look at matchups, and we've sat here and gone, how do we match up against the Wizards in the first round? Who do you want? Do you want the Cavs in the second round? Do you want the Hawks in the second round? Do we make it to the second round if we get the Wizards or the Bucks? Do you sit and do that still sometimes?
Oh, no, not at all. We don't even look at it that way because, as I said, I've done that before when I was in the West, and you avoid a team and not necessarily plan it that way, but, I mean, in your mind, just like you are saying it, you say, let's hope we do this or hope we do that, and then...
Do you have an example of that when you were in the West? Can you remember a time that happened?
Yes, we played. I remember the Clippers had huge momentum at the time, and I felt I didn't want to play them. I shouldn't say we, you know, like I didn't want to play them, and we got Golden State, and we ended up getting kicked. I think everybody remembers that, and we got kicked by Golden State in the playoffs in the first round. So it was a 3-6 matchup, and we were 3. So that's the playoffs, and it's so intense. It's incredibly dramatic. It's a huge stage, and that's where players step up. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be a great team. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes momentum could be going your way. Sometimes it could click. Right, there could be a turning point within the series. There's just so much that happens, and it's so intense and high level that you have to come ready. Whoever you're playing and whoever the matchup is, you just have to be ready.
Masai, you guys are in Charlotte tomorrow. Any explanation why you guys, they just seem to have your number there?
That's one of those that I can't explain, you know.
Is it Michael Jordan? Is it intimidating being in Michael's house?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know if he's been in every game that we've played, but I'm sure he's not been in the ones here. We've lost those ones here, so I don't know what it is with that team. You know, we seem to have a difficult time, and there are teams like that. You know, like you. We have some too that we beat a lot when we play them. So it's the nature of the NBA, and hopefully we can get over that tomorrow.
Real quick, Masai Ujiri, general manager of the Toronto Raptors, joins us. Really appreciate you doing this for us. Thank you. But real quick, you said you got to tighten up the defense. First question. How did you guys go from being so defensively proficient in one year to the situation you're in this year?
It's tough to put a finger on it. You know, like I know in the beginning of this season when DeMar got hurt, you know, like we became more of an offensive team just because it was the only way we could score, playing fast and quick shots, and it kind of got us through that period. And then we came back, and then you have to start adjusting to players coming back and all of that. Now all this stuff is all excuses in my mind, you know, like I'm making them. For me, you have to grind it out and play. Did we play more desperate last year? I think there can be an argument there, you know. I don't know, you know, like, do I like it that we won the division almost 2 months ago, basically, you know, like I don't quite like it there. I'd like that, you know. So I think there are many factors. I think the players are getting it in gear a little bit now and starting to understand. But hopefully we don't want to be one of those that turns it up too late or think we can turn it up too late. We're in the process of learning how to win, you know, like, and these are young players that sometimes, you know, we have to learn tough lessons. And I think this has been a lesson for us. When we look at our players one by one, we haven't won anything big. We haven't won championships. And so they're learning. They're young players, you know, like learning how to win. So No excuses, though. Honestly, I'm not like an excuse person. We search and we try to find answers and ways to overcome adversity, and you play, and then we figure it out from there. So hopefully we can figure it out.